Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Shoe Podcast, the only sneaker podcast. I got a filling at the dentist yesterday. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
Ooh, your co-host, Tanner Young. How'd that go?
It went well. It was my first one ever, and I wonder if maybe they sense that I've never had a cavity before, because a couple weeks ago when I was there for my routine cleaning, and they pointed out that I needed it, they made a very big point of letting me know, so you've got a cavity, but it's not from a lack of brushing. Like, they were like, oh. So... I think they sensed that I was sensitive about it. And they were like, it's nothing you did wrong. This just happens over time to some of your teeth. So anyways, it was my first one and it went well, you know, they numbed me well up. I couldn't feel half my face. I felt like the Weeknd, but it went well. And now I got a filling apparently.
Go ahead. Yeah. You're a religious twice a day brusher. I will say that.
Are you not?
My man. Religiously? No.
On the air? No. Hey, agnostically, are you brushing twice a day? What's going on? Like,
hey, all I'm saying is I've never had a cavity.
Brushing too much is doing it now. You're hearing it here first, people. Big Toothpaste would like to have you believe.
I follow that. You know how they say nine out of ten dentists?
Yeah.
I follow that one that doesn't recommend.
The tenth dentist knows what he's talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't trust his opinion on toothpaste. It's pretty. He's wrong on that.
If the first nine dentists were right, why did they bring in the tenth dentist?
Even it out. They had to wrap it.
They've been real
out.
Quiet. They've been real quiet since that fact dropped. Yeah.
I don't want to know who that ninth, the tenth one is.
Hmm. Well, if you're watching, leave a comment down below and let us know. Are you the tenth dentist? So on that note, thank you everyone for checking out another episode of Shoe Podcast. If you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can watch the episode on YouTube if you want. Mm. Or Spotify does have the visuals as well. Sorry, Apple listeners. I guess Tim Cook doesn't love you that much.
Well, he doesn't love a lot of people that much. Especially not his first wife.
Wow. I do not know enough Tim Cook trivia to hang with you right now for this bit. I'm so sorry.
Here's the thing. Me either.
But you got that one fact.
I'll just stick with it.
Yeah.
He's too rich to not be divorced. That's the only thing I can hold my hat on.
That sounds like a t-shirt you would see at Spencer's or something like that. Like, too rich not to be divorced. You know.
Absolutely.
Last group we need to give thanks to here. Thank you so much to everyone who pre-ordered our first t-shirt. We thank you all so much for your support of the podcast. We will have those over to you very soon. I hope it'll be within the next month here. You know, they gotta get to us. We gotta get them to you. It's logistics, production, supply chain. It's a whole thing.
One bank account to the other.
Yeah, exactly. But speaking of one bank account to the other, crypto NFTs.
Ooh. Ooh.
Arguably 4 years late to this topic. Nay, right on time. Here we are today to talk about why Nike is failing at Web3. Dot swoosh? Uh-uh. Maybe not. Yeah.
Dot whiff.
Oh, there it is. run the outro right now. Run the outro right now. Hey, billion-dollar corporation, listen up. We got a good jab at you. So I went ahead and I did, you know, a little bit of precursory research here. All of this whole episode kind of coming from the upcoming release of the Nike Air Force One 404 Error that seems to be getting plenty of attention right now. And so I thought, what better time to sit down and talk about Nike's history with this virtual crypto world, as it were. So I went ahead, I prepared us a little episode here. I did an outline. We'll have a visual to go along with it. Before we get into it, do you have much familiarity with Nike's Web3 endeavors?
Very little.
Yeah. Outside of just what you've seen on Instagram, maybe?
The one shoe.
Okay. The one that's coming up or the one that already came out?
No, the one that already came out.
Okay, perfect. We'll be talking about it at some point.
Yeah. I remember that. And then that was it. I was going through it and I was like, they did this?
Yep.
I don't remember this.
Yep.
That's a campaign they did 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah, so we will get into a recap of what's released, but before that, a quick brief history on Nike's digital endeavor. So in April of 2018, they file a trademark for the word CryptoKicks. The trademark application describes a digital currency that would be used by members of an online community. Then in December of 2021, Nike acquires Artifact Studios, a studio that was creating virtual footwear and clothing already, so getting much more serious there. And then in November of 2022, they announced Dot Swoosh, which is their Web3 free platform. This is kind of in that height, though, like a little bit past the bubble of like when everyone's buying Bored Apes and Gary Vee is telling everyone they need to own an NFT. But it's kind of like on the coat, you know, like very on the coattails of it. So truth be told, I have a .swoosh account because I was like, I want to see what this is all about. But November 2022, they announced that. And then it's kind of crickets for a while there while everyone's trying to figure out what are we doing here? Where's this all going? And that brings us to our first release here. The Our Force One collection. So you're going to see a recurring theme here throughout this episode of kind of, I think one of the points of why I consider them to be failing at it, or maybe you would, it's not unique to Nike, but just the struggle of Web3 is how much I think you have to explain to people like what is happening, right? So they announced, this is April of last year, 2023, Our Force One is coming soon, right? So what does that entail? So they're going to send people posters, like digital posters. And then with a poster, you could get a box if you have, that's first access. But if you don't have a poster, then there's going to be general access where you can get a box for a virtual pair of shoes. And then sometime later, there will be the reveal. We'll all open our virtual shoe boxes that have random virtual shoes in them. And then we can all look at each other's virtual shoes, but they're not really like, don't think like NFTs to where like everyone is absolutely unique. It's like people are like, there's maybe like 20, 16, I don't know, like different ones you could have. And so like when you're looking, like you have like, and it's some old Air Force One that came out, someone else might have that same one. So like to see a gallery is just like, it would be like if we all owned like the same different 20 paintings and I'll put them in a room and you're like, oh man, there's, well, it looks exactly like mine, but I can see that that's theirs, you know? So
that is the one
that
they very, Well, I mean, at least they tried to have some like to bridge the gap of the collector, like thrill of it, the gamble, with the NFT, you know, it'd be like, hey, there's a gamble that you're what you're going to get. But like you said, I'm just going to be scrolling through and probably see majority of what everyone got.
Right. Yeah. So the posters come and everyone gets one. And it's like, yay, I could go to my Swoosh account and see that I have this virtual poster. Yay. And then the release of the boxes comes. But then there's an issue with the release of the boxes. Whoa, wrong doc, everyone. How do we get it to the right one? Now that's the question here. Well, everyone, you just saw the outline. Maybe he'll edit it in post. You know what's so funny is that before we did all of this, it was working correctly. And then, as you know, we had technical issues. So then it, he didn't test it again. Once more?
Well,
okay, there you go.
Hey.
So then the release is supposed to come, but then they're like, hey, everyone, we're going to have to delay the release because there's issues. So whoopsie daisy. So anyways, what's the next slide that we have here? Oh, right. Okay. So the release comes.
There it is.
It doesn't sell out. And so they're like, we have leftover boxes. If anyone will, like now it's free for all. And so then you get your boxes and you open them and you have your virtual shoe in there. Right. And after a month of waiting and you're wondering like, what do I do with this? They announce you could download the 3D file of your shoes,
which seems like the quite the opposite of what I guess NFTs are their whole thing was.
It's just like, you know, can we go back to it here? So here's the actual article, right, where it's like, today we officially launched the utility of it, and it's a downloadable 3D file. And like, I'm no expert on 3D files and Blender and everything like that, but like, I gotta believe Nike's probably not the first person to put out a 3D download of the Air Force One, you know, like I'm sure it's out there. And it's like, but look, you can go and you can download it and then you prepare down and then you'll get an email and you'll go download it from your email. And then you can customize it, right? So you open it in Blender and you can import your file. You're going to do this command. And then that's it. Once you have it in Blender, you can customize it, right?
It's voila. It's like, so
easy. You know how to use Blender, right? Like you're familiar, you're aware of Blender. So, that was kind of the first endeavor there was Our Force One.
And they
it's a poster and then a box. Yeah.
how do we make Nike ID more difficult?
That's kind of what it feels like, right? But also that you can't wear. Well, maybe. I don't know if like at some point, like you make your virtual shoes in Blender, if you could re-upload those to like Fortnite or something like that. I don't pretend to be an expert on any of this. He's spitting here. So anyways, all that to say, I did buy a virtual box, right? They were like $20. I was like, what the heck? We're going to see where this goes. You've heard too many Bitcoin stories, right? To be like, I can't not do this. And I think I have a virtual shoe box. I don't think I've ever opened it. So it's just sitting out there, but I'm like, maybe that's worth more. Yeah, maybe.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing with, you know, especially like when you're looking at like collectible cards, it's mm-hmm. like this pack
could be anything.
So I can have it almost at least in the middle of what all the shoes are worth. Cause right. Who knows? Yeah, maybe less, but it could also be double, triple your
exponential.
Money.
Exponential. Yeah.
Ooh, hold on now.
So
retirement.
It's a
check.
I'm going to call up my work tomorrow and tell them to cancel my 401k.
Honey, I've got like, an honey, R-Force go ahead one box. Cash in that 401k. Nike has me set for
cutting up all my credit cards right now.
Yeah. Who needs it?
Yeah. So we get past our Force One, and then we get into this is there the one is. That you're familiar with, right? This yes. is not a JPEG Air Force One. So our Force One happens in June of 2023, October of 2023. We get this is not a JPEG Air Force One. As you can see from the picture, it's not a JPEG. It's an actual shoe, but the shoe says this is not a JPEG. So that, right, we're taking like it's like an angsty, like, punk rock stance against crypto bros, right? Hey, this is more than just a JPEG. This is a shoe. But it also kind of feels like it's like almost saying like the last thing might have just been a JPEG, you know? Like,
yeah.
But this is not.
This isn't.
Yeah.
That digital shoebox, but it's also not a JPEG because you open it in Blender.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's more than, that's more than a JPEG, and this isn't a JPEG.
But it's also, here we go, right? Everything's got to be like, here's how you buy our product, right? So how do you get access to it? Are you a Dot Swoosh member? No? No access. No suit for you right away.
Forget you.
Yeah. Are you a Dot Swoosh member? Yes. Did you purchase one of the boxes? No. No suit for you. Sorry. If you didn't ride with us, if you don't love me at my JPEG, you don't deserve me at my PNG right here. I'll tell you right now.
That's for all the Photoshop
yeah.
girls and gals.
So anyways, yes. And did you reveal at least one of one box? No, that was me right there. I had to do it in time and I didn't. So, but if you did, you're in check on the sneakers app. So it's on sneakers now. Yeah. So, anyways, what were your thoughts when, cause you said this is the one that you remember when you saw that this is not a JPEG Air Force One.
Essentially kind of what you said, I was like, this seems very, I remember being like, it kind of also, I'm like, are you walking back on everything you've done?
Right. Right.
Like, is this like a, it didn't take off because crypto like was high and then slammed.
Yeah.
So then I was like, is this being like, ha, we're making fun of ourselves? Or is it like a, hopefully when people Google like Nike crypto, this will come up because it's more recent rather than like you'd have to like dig to get to.
Yeah.
Like all the Dot Swoosh stuff. I kind of like just the colorway of it. I was like, I mean, it's pretty cool.
It's a colorway for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, black, white with the translucent sole.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I just remember thinking that. I was like, so are they done? Is this them being like, we're throwing done a dowel? With the digital thing?
Yeah.
Don't like, you know, is this the whole Disney Frozen conspiracy theory type of thing?
Oh, hang on. I don't know that conspiracy theory. Drop a quick conspiracy theory.
So, okay, you know how everybody says Walt Disney is cryogenically frozen?
Oh, yes.
So they made a movie called Frozen so that when you Google Disney Frozen, the movie comes up.
Oh, and it detracts from it?
So Disney's trying to, all the conspiracy theories, they're like, this confirms my conspiracy theory because that's what it is. So now when you Google Disney Frozen.
Yeah. What I tell you? I've been clipping moments from our episode that we can use for social media later, and I have to clip this one, but the context of like visually what's on the screen right now is going to be really jarring if you're just scrolling the algorithm.
Even better. Hey, let it go.
they wouldn't think to look right here. Okay. This is how we can talk about it so openly. By the way, I did not miss your Let It Go Frozen pun. I want you to know.
Thank you.
All right.
And Disney, why are you photoshopping out cigarettes? What's going on there?
We don't have enough time for a second Disney conspiracy theory. I'm sorry. That's our allotted budget we have for this show.
Hey, drop your favorite Disney conspiracy theory down in
the comments. Let us know below.
Mine's the two finger.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. Anyways, yes, back to this shoe here. This is not a JPEG. Yeah, it just kind of feels like very self-aware on the nose of like, we know this is not just an NFT. This is an actual shoe. And it's like, yeah, that's what we want from Nike, right? Like, correct. Yeah. Like you did the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. It's also, like the not for resale.
That's exactly what it makes me think of. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, are you unironically or ironically making fun of yourself or other people for doing the thing that you want them to do? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very weird. Very weird.
Well, if that's not enough for you. So this release is October of 2023, 1 month later in November, the double down, the shirt. This is not a JPEG shirt, which I don't know why they stretched this a month. Like, wouldn't they both just come out at the same time, you think? But this was its whole other moment. I feel like maybe when the well is that dry, every drop matters, you know? So it's like,
oh yeah,
the shirt is a separate thing from the shoes. We got to make moments out here. But they put this is not a JPEG on a shirt. The irony being that the graphic on the shirt likely was probably not a JPEG, maybe a vector or a PNG. But like, you know, the graphic was it was a digital file. But now it's no longer. Now it's a shirt. Now it's tangible and physical.
Damn.
With this big shield image on the back of it. I don't really understand what's going on here. So anyways, November 2023. January. February. March.
Months
go by. 4 months later, here's the next big effort from Dot Swoosh, and it's another clothing collection. This time, the Are You a Bot collection. We did another shirt and a hoodie, I think. Just feels like, you know, like the Web3 endeavor is getting really tangible and really physical lately. Like, I felt like the whole thing about Web3 was supposed to be like this virtual space where like things could move quickly because you didn't have to wait for production and manufacturing. And instead, we just keep dropping physical product, maybe because that's all the people actually want from it.
Yeah, I was about to say, it seems like the digital thing is not making money.
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't really know who's buying this.
Yeah, I don't either. We were talking about this one we both missed. Like, we didn't know when this happened, and it happened like a month ago, less than a month ago, probably.
Yeah. I do not remember this at all.
Came and went. I saw no one talk about this. I heard nothing about it until I was doing the research for this episode. But the Are You a Bot collection, which again, we're getting very self-aware now of like Nike calling out, you know, hey, are you a bot? It's like, no, but if I was, I don't have a lot of confidence that you'd stop me, to be honest with you.
But then also, like, if I'm looking at the image, I'm like, that's not even a good captcha.
I can't see it full screen on mine. What makes it a bad captcha?
Well, normally it's like you got to click all of the things and all of those are all different images. So you normally have to be like, find all the buses.
That makes it such a good captcha because there's nothing alike.
You're just like,
confuse the robots. No one, I'll take you one step further. I'll confuse the humans. No one gets through my captcha.
If I can confuse a human, I can confuse a robot, right, which exactly. Means AI.
Yeah. And that brings us to
Nike confirmed anti-Skynet.
That brings us to today, this month's release, the Nike Air Force One 404 Error. It's a seamless Nike Air Force One upper, which is a older design of theirs, I think originally from 2006. But coming back now with a, I believe it's called lenticular, when it's got like that holographic look to the upper there that like you can turn it. Prismatic sort of there. But it says on the side of it, 404 error, the requested upper was not found. Try again, you know, to model after like 404 error pages on the internet from the early 2000s, most recently. Like, when was the last time you saw a 404 error page that was just a blue screen? I don't know who their audience is for this. If it's, are they like trying to, because it feels like Web 3 is so positioned at being kind of like, you know, towards like a younger, more like savvy tech generation. And
yeah,
blue 404 error screens feels like it's from the age of like, not like a total tech dinosaur, but like, you know, it's our age or older than our age that remembers actually getting these, you know?
Getting those. Again, I think the weirdest thing is everything coming from supposed to be this digital space.
Right.
And they're doing,
just keep dropping physical product.
But it's very funny because like, I think everyone's like biggest critique of like NFTs and all of that is like, why would you pay so much money for just a digital thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't even have like a physical copy.
Yeah.
And then Nike's like, well, what if we give you a physical copy? And everyone's like, no.
Right. So, it's a bad physical copy. Like, I don't, aside from the Dot Swoosh Association, the seamless Air Force One upper, I think, was just not a design that needed to get brought back.
No. I think they could have done something cool with a, like a 404. I think they could have done something cool. This was not.
I think it does do a good job of like the 404 missing. Like, I don't really know how else you would do that unless you wanted to go like the translucent direction. I just think in general, the seamless Air Force One, just this big smooth shoe. Yeah. I don't know. It's just not for me. It's
not something that I think people are really, really looking for. I like the, like on the tongue, I think that's a really cool thing of just like, hey, the, you know, the image you're looking for is not like that is like, I like that. I like that aspect.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the material, everything is just like, I'm like, yep, you're right. It wasn't found. And I will keep trying again.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to close the browser on this one. I'm not going to look too much more for this one. I'll be honest.
Mom, you can go ahead and call grandma. I'm off the internet.
I don't need another AOL disc. I got enough minutes this month. I'll be good.
Yeah, I'm good. No, mom. Nights and weekends.
Just nights and weekends.
Yeah. Pay for text. There we go. I think we've looped in all of the...
We've milked that bit as long as we could, probably.
All the people who would get this shoe got all of that. If you didn't get any of the references, then you don't need that shoe.
So that's a recap of the... What is that? Five notable major releases that have happened from Dot Swoosh. So there's your brief history on it there, which I think kind of brings to, I put down three, maybe four talking points here of ultimately why I think Nike is failing with Web 3. Let's talk about the first one here. They're being cringy. All right. They are just being cringy. A lot of their blog releases are giving that, how do you do, fellow kids energy by opening with phrases like, we are so back, and hello Dot Swoosh fam, just like, we know you're a $1 billion corporation, you know, like, you don't need to talk to us like you're the cool kid, like the up and coming underdog of like, look at what we're doing, like we're part of Nike, but we're our own thing, really.
It is nothing. Even see, like, I watched a trailer for a movie coming out later this year, and it was like a teenager or a preteen like talking to their dad, but just hearing already outdated lingo that's not even for 2024. So hearing like seeing fam, it's a weird thing, but I also be like, I'm reading this knowing that probably a 30-year-old wrote this. And right, I was exactly. like, you don't use that language. Like you're not saying that.
Yeah.
The how do you do, fellow kids is a perfect, especially seeing that was the first thing, especially like clicking on those, like seeing we're so back. I was like,
so back. Yeah.
Who like it to the echo chamber of Dot Swoosh as well.
So I this is part of that. And then the other part of it here, right? This is my big punchline that you heard already, but I'm proud of it. So I'm going to go ahead with it. I think with releases around statements like this is not a JPEG and are you a bot? I would not be surprised if the next release is no captcha or incognito mood. Those are my two big ideas, Nike, if you want them. It just, you know, I feel like we're trying to do like edgy puns. Like it feels like real, like Banksy fans are loving this right now, you know?
Oh, yeah. It is, especially if they are trying to be very like, are trying to have the opposite of like being dated. Mm-hmm. By the time everything rolls out and is approved, yeah, whatever you've done is already dated.
But here's the thing.
The no captcha is for sure what they're going to do.
Here's the thing though.
Guaranteed.
It's Web3. If you want to capitalize on the latest trends, like it's
easily,
it's digital, my guys, you could do it. I think, you know, it still takes some time, but should be quicker. I would think. So anyways, I think that's why it's getting a bit of a sour taste there.
Yeah. Well, I think just everyone's opinion also of, I think just like a digital marketplace.
Yeah.
Like NFTs, I think people, like with all of those popular NFTs that ended up coming out, people made fun of that relentlessly.
Yeah.
Not only for it as a concept, but then also just were making fun of people who got it. Like,
right,
you bought that. So they would just make fun. So I think the digital marketplace is just a big meme.
Yeah.
They aren't aware of.
I think to your point, it's not a Nike specific problem. I think it is just kind of the Web3 world in general. But that is a good segue, though, which brings me to my next point I had here, which I think is just Web3 in general, which is that companies, you have to not only sell us on the product, like why is this shoe mm-hmm. good or why is this shirt good, but the platform, the whole Web3 experience, yeah, right? So
true.
These are two examples I pulled from their blog post where they have dedicated, this is how to buy our product, right? Which is like, here's how to buy one of the virtual boxes we talked about earlier, the Air Force One boxes. Okay, so here's some, just a little bit of pretext there, but then, okay, so step one, there's going to be a first access sale where you're going to get a poster. And then two, if you don't want to redeem the poster, but keep it in its unredeemed state, okay, whatever you do, do not buy a box during first access, okay? Now three, once you've done that, you're going to go to swoosh.nike and you're going to select collections and then Air Force One box. Okay, now if you want to redeem your poster for a box, you're going to get here. But an important note, this is displayed by default. Okay, so then you're going to want to tap learn more, and there's no need to race through it. Everyone has a box here. And then you're going to click buy now. That's going to trigger a two-factor authentication with the phone number. You're going to get a code.
Safe.
You're then going to get back to the product page, click buy now, click it again, right? You're going to click buy now again. You'll then be taken to a Stripe checkout. That's going to look like this. Perfect. Enter your card details. All right. You're going to hit pay. That's going to bring you back to .swoosh while they process the payment. Mm. Then once your payment's confirmed, you'll get an order confirmation screen. You're in. Hey. Well, you did, but you have to wait for it to get minted. And then once it's minted, you'll get a mint confirmation screen. They'll also email you though. If you want to view what you got as well as your redeem poster, you're going to go back to your profile. And then from there, you can see your virtual creations.
Wow.
Real easy, real easy. Another one here for around the Air Force One. Again, this was their first one they did, so they had a lot of education to do. But this was a, what's a wallet? What's a token? What's a snapshot? What's it like? Ugh. My bit that I wrote for this one, right, is that it feels like when you go to a restaurant and they ask, have you ever dined here before? And it's no, but I've been to Chili's. No. So like, unless you're doing something wildly different from Chili's, like, could I follow this? And then they're like, no, absolutely. You could never. Then it's like, then I probably am not coming back. Right. Like
you order online.
Right.
Order online. Yeah, just download this app.
Hold on. That's a good callback. No one else is going to know that one, but that's when we went somewhere and they tried to have us download Temu. Not to order food, but it was right around the beginning of Temu, so you knew, you didn't know about it. And you were like, oh, sure. Wait, so we get food on this? He's like, you could order stuff on this. No.
Use my creator code. I get a kickback.
Are you even our server? No, I'll go get your server. What? Yeah.
Food was good though.
It was a wild experience. But
yeah.
Anyways, all that to say, yeah, it just, if you have an 11 step article walking someone through how to buy a product, and then I'm one of those people, right? Like, put the clown makeup on me right now and post. I spent $20 for the box. I'm like, what do I do with it? Like, you know, it's just like, I feel like I can understand why they've done so much physical product since the Air Force One collection. Cause I think from the timing of like the release getting delayed, cause it wasn't ready. And then they had more available than they anticipated. And so it didn't sell out, but like it's a virtual product. Just lie to us and say it sold out. Just,
yeah. No one's checking you.
I feel like from fumbling the release to also it just being a new process for a lot of people that like you have to have a wallet if you didn't already make that.
Yeah.
That's... I think that's just going to be summarizing the point here. Sorry. I think that's going to be the challenge a lot of companies face trying to do Web3 is not only like, here's why you want an Our Force One shoe, but like, here's how you even buy it, you know?
It's so funny because going through that felt like me trying to explain to my dad how to use the Roku.
Yeah.
And be like, dude, it's so simple.
It's a remote. Okay? Like it's you have a remote.
It's so simple. This is how you change it from the TV to the Roku. And him being like, literally being like, I will never get that.
Put on Food Network, please.
Going through those steps made me feel like my father, that there's some 17-year-old who's trying to teach me how to, like, I gotta get on Fiverr to pay some kid to basically be like, just order it for me.
Just order it for me. Tell me, please.
Did I get something good?
Right. Order it for me. Okay. What do you want? I don't know, honestly.
No. You order it.
Yeah. You order it and tell me what I got. And then could you tell me what I do with it? I can't do anything with it. Well, in a month, you could download a 3D file. Okay. This is awesome. I love this.
How do I download a 3D file? Well, you got to have Blender. I got to break out the Ninja Mixer for this. What is that? How does that make sense? So now I have to learn Blender. Dude, I don't know Microsoft Paint.
Yeah. It just seems like it's going to be an uphill battle. All of these actually really well segueing into the next, though, which third point here. Lately, I think they've resigned to the fact that .swoosh is less of a Web3 platform and more of an email list that gives you exclusive access. So this is a snippet from the Sneaker News article on the upcoming Air Force One 404 Air, where it's talking about how these are releasing it. It says, quote, those interested in securing the Nike Air Force One 404 Air must be registered .swoosh members by April 18th. Sorry, by the time you're listening to this, if you're not, you missed it.
Bummer.
Members will receive sneakers exclusive access to the shoes through email and push notifications when they're available for purchase. So just to be clear, .swoosh, you got to be on .swoosh to get an email or push notification to go to the sneakers app, not the .swoosh website. There's not an app, not the .swoosh website, but the sneakers app to buy it. And I'm just like, I'm not a member of Starbucks Web3 platform and they push notify me every day about double stars. Like this doesn't seem like you're doing anything Web3 ish here other than like, putting like the Matrix on the side of a shoe, you know?
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah, 100%.
You're like, look at this. Isn't this cool? Zeros and ones.
Well, all they're doing is just being able to, hopefully at the end of a quarter, go to their board and be like, look at all these members.
Look at how many users we got. Oh man, that's actually a really good point I hadn't considered. Yeah.
Even though all it is just you're signing up for, which again, like you said earlier, makes it seem so much like an early 2000s where you would literally sign up for like an email chain of like to get things rather than
early access. Yeah.
The digital age we're in now where you would just go to the designated app or just Google it and you would find thousands of articles. So,
well, and I don't know for sure, but like everything I've looked at for these blog posts of like when you buy the physical product, there doesn't seem to be like a, and you'll get this digital asset as well, right? It seems to just be like you buy these shoes to get these physical shoes, which is, you know, I think if you're trying to sell people on the value of your platform and like the possible future of like digital assets, even if like from the Air Force One experience, you realize like, hey, maybe people aren't as crazy about it as we thought. They'd rather physical product. Still give it to them. Like, wouldn't you think like they'd still, hey, you bought the shirt. Here's a digital copy of the shirt, you know, that maybe down the road you could put on a character in a video game or like an avatar in the metaverse or something like that.
You would think with what Apple's doing, you know, with with their VR system, like you said, just artificially inflate it. I mean, artists do that all the time. Hey, go buy it. Go buy, you buy a t-shirt, you get a digital album.
Mm-hmm.
You buy this, you did, you know, so they can say that their album sales are this huge when realistically people are just buying merch.
Right.
Just do the same thing here.
You would think.
Because then it's like, hey, it sits in an email or it sits in this account on this thing. And like you said, hey, you know, 5 years from now, this VR space starts blowing up. You get to have these cool kicks or this cool merch or whatever it is.
Right. But that's also,
and the board members think that everyone's happy. So, you know, like it seems like the easiest thing to do.
That's also the thing though, that blows my mind is that like this positioning that Nike's endeavor in Web3 is going to allow us like exclusive access to wear like Nike product in the metaverse or like in games like Fortnite. And I'm like, maybe I'm crazy, but like when I was a kid and I played Tony Hawk, like if I played enough, I could unlock a Birdhouse t-shirt, you know, like,
oh yeah,
we've had brand like DLC and content in video games before. I don't understand how like Web3 is like, no, but like now you own that shirt that your avatar wears. I don't see the benefit there.
But then it's almost even better because then you have exclusivity and even in this like digital space. So now it's like, hey, you own this shirt. And this is a one of one. So if you're in a digital space, rather than everyone having this generic Nike shirt you've got this unique variant that is only to you. And if someone likes it enough, you could sell it to them for whatever.
Or whatever.
Which would, again, make more sense than what they're doing.
Seemingly. Yeah.
Because that's what people, like you said, like in Fortnite, people want to have rare skins, unique skins. I mean, I don't think you can. I mean, I'm sure Epic is like, hey, you can't sell your account, but I guarantee on eBay, people are selling Fortnite accounts with skins that, you know, haven't been on their marketplace in forever. So this seems like it would be the exact same thing.
Remember, they did already Airforia, the ultimate Nike sneaker hunt, where this was in June of last year. So maybe this is what they were doing between when they made a digital shoe and they made a real shoe. But it's just, you know, like, I don't think this is tied to Dot Swoosh. I think this was just a Nike effort. So I'm just Fortnite X Nike Air Max. You would think they'd be really adamant about it being branded Dot Swoosh if this was a Dot Swoosh thing. And I'm like,
I guess, yeah. But why wouldn't it be?
Right. So like, where's the line between like, no, this is Nike product that's just like in a part of a partnership, and this is Dot Swoosh, or like it's a digital asset. I don't know.
Yeah. And who knows? Fortnite might have been like, no, I'm not doing a Dot Swoosh. No one knows what Dot Swoosh is.
That's fair, actually.
I'm doing a deal with Nike.
Very sorry. I just noticed that I think there's an Air Max pickaxe that was part of this. You see this weapon in the middle here, which is like a pickaxe.
I do.
Two Air Max. I've never played Fortnite, but that looks that looks like a good time. Anyways, last item here. And this is not why I think they're failing, but this is just a personal gripe or a personal pain point. How are you going to tell me that the URL is swoosh.nike and not nike.swoosh? Isn't that your whole thing? Isn't that the bit? The website is swoosh.nike.
But it's still, you know,
www.swoosh.
.swoosh.
We're taking it, but you don't have to put the www. That's the whole, we got past that.
We did.
I just feel,
which did.
I remember the first time I logged into it, I was like, wait. Because I typed into my, you know, the address bar, nike.swoosh. I was like, wait, that's not the thing? No, it's swoosh.nike. You can apparently do custom URLs, right? Like, not everyone can register .nike. Why not just do .swoosh? That seems like it's your whole thing.
That seems like someone already has it.
I didn't look it up. I'll look it up after the show here. We'll see who's URL squatting. But something tells me that Nike has pockets deep enough to buy that if someone were sitting on it, you know?
Unless it's approved.
Unless it's Adidas CEO Bjorn whatever, you know, that's just like camping on it, but I doubt it.
They couldn't afford.
Yeah.
Nike was like, I'm not. I'm not giving you that money to buy a URL.
They're like, listen, we all know we're not going to be doing this for that long, actually.
Yeah. I'm not buying a URL.
So there you have it. I think that's our episode for today. Leave a comment down below. Let us know. Do you think there's a place in the world of sneakers for Web3 to exist? Do you think it's adding any value? Specifically, do you think Nike's going to be the one to do it, or do you think anyone else could do it better? Whatever you think, leave a comment down below. Let us know.
I don't know. I just feel like I haven't heard much about the digital space, but maybe I'm just not plugged in, like, you know, whenever it was hot.
Wow, that's weird to say. No, April of 2023, a year ago, is when they announced the Our Force One, right? So that was the first virtual endeavor. So we're coming up on, if not at, a year since they've done a virtual only release for Dot Swoosh. Since then, it's only been physical product. If you feel like you haven't heard a lot about what they're doing with it, it might be because they're not doing anything with it.
Because they're just not.
I hate to say it, but there it is. Yeah. All right.
They've given up. We've given up.
Speaking of giving up. You said, well, we both waited for each other there. You said, well, and I said, and I started segueing. So
yours was more interesting.
Like, speaking of giving up, we're giving up on this episode. Thank you so much, everyone, for checking out another episode of Shoe Podcast. If you want to find more of us, you can find us online at shoepodcast.com or across all socials at Shoe Podcast. That's going to be TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, not Twitter. We're not really working on that one. No. It's kind of complicated because someone else already has it. If you like our show and you want to continue the conversation or just talk with more like-minded sneakerheads, we have a Discord. All that to say, we have a Discord. All of our links and handles will be linked in the episode description down below. I was about to say along with timestamps, but if you made it this far in the episode, I'm assuming you don't need them or you found them.
No. Yeah, you got it.
Anything you want to leave the people with before we go here?
Have a cup of water before your cup of coffee.
Ooh, I'm hearing that one. I'm hearing that one too.
Me too. I had to make that adjustment. Couldn't cold turkey the coffee. Definitely didn't think I had a caffeine addiction. Oop. The massive headache at the end of the day let me know I did. But I've been starting my days as soon as I get to work with a nice glass of water.
There you go.
Before I get a cup of coffee, thinking about going buy some fresh lemons. Ooh. And cutting a little lemon from a water, do a little lemon water.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. So a cup of water before your cup of coffee. You know, I think, it's all about making those easy adjustments. You don't have to cut out the coffee. Just a cup of water and before. You want to have
I don't think I have a caffeine addiction because I don't get headaches when I don't drink it. I think I have a little treat addiction. I am very much motivated and fueled by the little treat economy. The difference in a mood between like just starting off the day, and we have coffee at home, right? I can have coffee at home, but it will never taste as good as coffee that you got from somewhere else.
No.
Stand by it.
Do you go in or you a drive through?
Oh, drive through. Yeah. Well,
drive through. Okay.
We're not close to any local coffee. This is a long wrap up. If you made it this far, I assume you are okay with hearing us talk. Thank you so much. Right. You're here for the chit chat. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't. No, we don't have, I'm sure you could probably surmise this. We don't have any local coffee shops. I'd say within 15 minutes of where we live. Like we have Starbucks and CC's are the two closest ones. And it's like, sure, I could. Mm-hmm. I actually used to go into Starbucks, but that's when I was going to the office and I'd go and I'd sit in the morning. Yeah. And that was kind of nice. But at this point, you know, it's just like not much point going in to Starbucks or CC's. Yeah,
man. I don't know what it is, but Monday through Friday, I yearn for the drip coffee. Like,
okay.
I have a craving for like very middle of the road office coffee.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but there's something about just being like at 7 a.m. I guess maybe it's like the study hitting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just going through the whole ritual, you know, nobody's there, no phone.
My issue,
just making a pot of drip coffee, and then the first sip, you're like, "Yep, this is pretty average, below average coffee," but I crave it. I crave it more than like specialty coffee.
That's saying something.
Crazy. I know.
I'm saying my issue is that I don't like hot coffee, and so I feel like I've been robbed of like the free coffee at the office experience. You might be about to jump in and say what everyone said to me, which is like, "Oh, will you just like get some of the coffee and put it in the fridge and come back to it later?" I'm like, that's not That's not it. That's not it. No. I've got creamer here.
Yeah. If you get the hot coffee and there's creamer in the fridge, it cools it down.
Maybe balances out. Maybe balance. Okay.
Yeah. No. But it's not if you're used to like an iced coffee.
Saying all this, like I don't work from home, right? Like I might just go to the office just to get the office coffee and then come back. Just here for the coffee.
Waving to
see you.
How many people in the office?
See you on Zoom. Our office?
Yeah.
No, probably like less than 30. I guess that's relative though, because we used to be like 100 people in there. But a lot of people. It's not a lot of dead space. It's a lot of people like in the warehouse in the back or on the engineering side that need like bigger equipment like that. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you all for the hard workers out there. And thank you all
once more
who listened to another episode of Shoe Podcast. I assume we will be back next week with another one. And why wouldn't we, you know? Hey. Fun fact, at the end of the episode, people will know it if they're already hearing it. We're just realizing it. This will probably drop on 420. So for those of you who celebrate, celebrate responsibly, enjoy 311 and the Circle K parking lot.
You have that. That's great.
Tell me you're not there.
I'll be at the camp.
Okay. Okay.
So, heart.
The camp, they call it. Okay.
Well, actually both.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I don't know how it's going to go, but I'll play Keep Yahtzee and talk smack.
Keep me posted. All right. One more time. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
Catch you next week.